For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice in both places, and they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. And please do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Peggy O'Mara, editor and owner of Mothering Magazine. Now, our guest today is Dr. Don Brown, a naturopathic physician and a leading authority in the U.S. on evidence-based herbal medicine and the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. And our subject today is anxiety management, healthy alternatives to anti-anxiety medications. What an appropriate subject. And as we usually do, I have some news you can use. And we like to cover some of the controversies, nutritional controversies. And those of you who have been with us before have probably heard some of this, but it's worth emphasizing. I've been in this field a long time. I've been in the field when hydrogenated oils were the best to consume, and then artificial sweeteners came along, and that was good, and eggs were bad, and butter was bad. And we talk about new findings. I see that in all the literature. They're not new. We always knew. The biochemistry was always there. And it's just, I do not know why it's taken a half a century to wake up to the fact that these are major contributors to many of the conditions that we experience. For instance, cholesterol, we're told to avoid it. And yet, the studies were not definitive. The assumption was if you have high cholesterol, you're going to have heart disease, whereas cholesterol is really responding to inflammation. It's like saying that fire alarms cause smoke alarms cause fires. We know that doesn't happen. And cholesterol is not the initiator. It's inflammation, which comes from high sugar diets. Aging, genetics, lack of B vitamins, there are many contributors. So hydrogenated oils are really the damaging fat. I taught a course called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and they're as bad and ugly as you can get. They're mutant plastic fatty acids. They don't occur naturally, the ones that are made commercially, and they were to substitute for the bad butter. Butter's back, and it never was gone from my handouts. My handouts for over 45 years have not changed in many ways, and these are the basics. By the way, the problem with trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils, is that they do cause lipid problems. They do cause cardiovascular problems, but they also cause infertility, fetal death rate. They in mother's milk, they impair the quality of mother's milk, they affect the brain in a negative way, and they are supposed to, they're replacing in the cells the healthy fatty acids. Coconut oil, we were told it was evil. The studies were done on Crisco, which was hydrogenated coconut oil. And I never bought it. You can't tell me that all of the people in the tropics we're doing it wrong since the palm trees have been around and the coconuts have been around. It was when our fast food restaurants moved in to those cultures that changes made. So we understand good fats and bad fats more now. Egg yolks. Eggs have gotten a bad rap. And again, the studies were not definitive. There were studies back to the 80s that 4 eggs a day tended to raise cholesterol in those that had low cholesterols, specifically raising HDLs, and lower cholesterols in those that were high in cholesterol. And those studies were repeated about every 5 years. So then we get into artificial sweeteners. I say to people, if you want to gain weight, make sure you drink as many diet sodas as you can. Now, I'm not for regular sodas. They're all bad. They are electrolyte antagonists. But the artificial sweeteners increase hunger, so people eat more calories, and they slow down metabolism. So that's the news you can use for today. I always like people to come away with something that they can do immediately. So hopefully you find that helpful. And now we're going to turn to Dr. Donald Brown, naturopathic physician. I said he's one of the leading authorities in the U.S. on evidence-based herbal medicine and safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. I'd like you to hear what he has to say. He is the author of Herbal Prescriptions for Health and Healing, which I have a copy of, and a contributor to Natural Pharmacy, the A to Z Guide to Drug and Herb Vitamin Interactions. This is one of my favorite subjects. So I will want to hear from you, Dr. Brown, on that. And also, we're going to be talking about anxiety, healthy alternatives to anti-anxiety medication. So welcome to the show, Dr. Brown.
Thanks, Dana. It's great to be back on. How are you today?
Fine. Yeah, it has been a while since we talked. And I am glad to have you on the show. Give us some information right now, a little bit, just what naturopathic physicians are, what they do.
Well, naturopathic physicians in states that license naturopathic practice are really the equivalent of a family doctor, a general practitioner who can see a variety of different family members, anywhere from children, which was my practice for years, was a pediatric practice, to even older folks. And the scope of our practice, the pathic part of it, if you actually look at the definition of a medical doctor, they're an allopath. And when you have the path after your name, it means you can diagnose illness and treat that illness based on your diagnosis. And most of the states that license naturopathic medicine also allow naturopaths to have limited prescription rights, including antibiotics and that sort of thing. But really, we're designed to look at nutritional underlying causes of conditions, and I think our practice is really set up really good for what I like to describe as the gray areas of health, where people might have chronic conditions are looking for alternatives. And I think our topic today would be a classic example of an area that falls into that gray area, where the tendency on the mainstream side is to use prescription medications, and oftentimes if we look at the underlying causes of anxiety, we can see that there may be nutritional triggers, there may be stress triggers, there may be a lot of different things that we can work on over time that really lend themselves well to a more natural or naturopathic approach.
Well, I'm excited to hear you talk about this. Anxiety is so prevalent, and it seems to be a vicious cycle that when one's chemistry is pro-anxiety, you find things to be anxious about.
Well, it's the most common psychiatric diagnosis in the United States. Really, about 5% of the population is diagnosed with anxiety, and that's telling in and of itself. And really, if we dig down and look at the underlying cause, and my background before getting into naturopathic medicine was in the area of psychology, you're really dealing with, I like what you said, sort of a cycle. It's really sort of a stress cycle. And when we dig into, you know, the body's need to relax and recover, and our society, many people in our society, so, you know, geared up with their Starbucks coffee in the morning and getting to work, and everything's on you know, this, your body's on this high alert all the time, it's no wonder that a lot of people eventually sort of have this not necessarily a breakdown, but this tipping them over into a state where they're feeling anxious and can't sleep well, and it really affects their, you know, their quality of life.
Which makes them more anxious.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
It is circuitous. So how do we break it? What is some of the basics of trying to break that?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things that I really encourage people to do, I mean, exercise is a big one, because, you know, aerobic exercise is not only good for the cardiovascular system, it's also good for the mind. And so however, you know, a person approaches whatever is relaxing for them from an exercise point of view, then, you know, do that. That's really critical. I think diet is a really, really critical part of approaching a healthy balance with regards to, you know, keeping our blood sugar metabolism and that sort of thing healthy, the mind healthy. Interestingly, this, I, you know, hate to take sort of a side track, but a lot of evidence based on research with probiotics now looking at the health of the intestinal tract and mood, and the fact that, you know, if your intestinal tract is not healthy, you're more likely to have anxiety and depression now coming, you know, emerging as one of the things. So keeping our intestinal tract, our digestive tract healthy is a big deal. And then last but not least, I really think that, you know, finding ways to get out of that stress track, you know, taking time to meditate, taking time to be reflective, taking time away from the TV or sitting and looking at the computer or the internet and that sort of thing, I think is really important with regards to, you know, giving ourselves space to sort of, you know, have a calm, more calm moments than many people are willing to give themselves.
And don't you think that this is one of the problems that has increased, this lack of space and free time for ourselves, certainly as our technology has expanded?
Well, we're never disconnected. I mean, I was in New York City recently, and one of my favorite jokes in the New Yorker magazine, which I get weekly, is a picture of people walking down Fifth Avenue with their cell phones and canes that people who are, you know, vision impaired or blind would use, because they're, you know, they're not looking at what they're doing. So we are, I think, you know, there's an element of this disassociation, and you know, it's interesting. I mean, going back to psychology days, you know, this dissociative, you know, type of disorders where people just become, you know, eliminated from human contact and having regular human contact, I think is a big part of this, you know, contributing to anxiety and that sort of thing as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to carry this conversation further in the next segment. For those who have just tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake, your host, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Donald Brown, a naturopathic physician and authority on evidence-based herbal medicine and the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. Stay with us, folks.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please remember to join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Peggy O'Mara, the editor and owner of Mothering Magazine. Our guest today is Dr. Don Brown. And he's a naturopathic physician and an authority on evidence-based herbal medicine, the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. And I would also like to add that Dr. Brown served as an advisor to the Office of Dietary Supplements at the National Institutes of Health. He's an author on many books, and especially the A to Z Guide to Drug-Herb-Vitamin Interactions. So that's a favorite of mine, so I wanted to give you a plug there. I like the work you do, Dr. Brown.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I get anxious when I hear that title. It's very long. I was hoping they could come up with something a little shorter, but I'm glad you use it.
But, you know, it makes sense. And I've written two books, and I will tell you the same thing. The titles are way too long, but they do tell people what's in that book, and that's important.
Great. Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for the plug. It was as you know, writing a book is not only anxiety provoking, but oftentimes a very isolationist sort of thing. So my children, when I wrote my first book, described me as being somebody who looked like they had come up from a deep sea diving expedition. So,
you know, I can identify with that. I said, social people are not people that really like to be alone, but I love writing. And you do it well, and you love it, and it's hard to do and make that balance. So
exactly, yeah.
We're kindred spirits there. Well, let's talk about anxiety and mainstream treatments, and what their effects are, the benefits, and the downside.
Right. Well, when you go to a physician who determines that anxiety is becoming something that's a problem, typically people are referred to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, and the way that anxiety is actually diagnosed diagnosed is using something called the Hamilton Anxiety Scale. I don't know who Hamilton was. I don't think it's the guy that's on the which bill is it? It has President Hamilton's face on it, but I don't think it's that guy. But Hamilton's name actually appears on a scale that measures anxiety symptoms that are associated with anxiety, and also interestingly, there's another Hamilton scale called the Hamilton Depression Scale, which diagnoses depression. But people who reach a certain score on that scale are diagnosed with what's called generalized anxiety disorder, and there's a lot of different symptoms that go into that. And typically when a person is diagnosed, particularly if they have more severe generalized anxiety disorder, the class of medications that is typically recommended are what are called the benzodiazepine class of drugs. These are drugs that go in and actually bind to what are called GABA receptors in the brain, and by stimulating the GABA receptors, they have a sort of a more calming effect on the body, really almost more of a sedative type of effect. So for those of the listeners who remember, going back to the days of Valium and more recently, really over the last 20 to 30 years, low dose Xanax being sort of the drugs in the benzodiazepine class that are sort of classically used to treat anxiety. These are the groups of medications that are used, and the intent is really to, on the mainstream psychiatric side, is to use these to get people to a point where stress, their anxious feelings go down during the day, the quality of sleep improves at night, and that sort of thing. The downside is, and we've known this since the Valley of the Doll days with the drug use and that sort of thing, is that they're very highly addictive. So, the problem with benzodiazepines is people take them over a period of time. They may feel better, but boy, oh boy, when they say, hey, I feel better, I'm going to go off of them, the going off of the part is really, really difficult and can often be as anxiety provoking as before they actually even started on them. And on top of that, there's a brand new study that's coming out in the British Medical Journal, BMJ, basically French and Canadian researchers who've actually now are saying that in older people who take benzodiazepines for, whether it's for anxiety or for sleep and that sort of thing, if they're taking them on a continuous basis over a period of several months, the risk of Alzheimer's disease, interestingly, goes way up. We've known for a long time that in the senior population that use the benzodiazepines is associated with memory loss, some loss of cognitive function, that sort of thing. But now there's actually this new study that's saying, hey, we're actually now finding that the risk of Alzheimer's disease may go up too. So there's a lot of what I think is new momentum that's sort of saying, hey, use of these particular things may help symptomatically for a short period of time, but using them on a regular basis is a bad thing.
I'm so glad to hear you say this. My understanding is that meds were originally intended to treat something until you could find the underlying cause, but it seems to me that it's been the way to treat a condition. In other words, to decrease pain, to decrease inflammation, without looking at what the underlying issues are, and anxiety can fall into that, anxiety, depression, the mood disorders, falls into that as if that's the solution without looking at what's unique about the person and what do they need.
Right, and certainly not minimizing, people who really have severe anxiety. It's a debilitating condition sometimes. So, I think the intent of using medication to perhaps pull somebody out of a deep dive, oftentimes, or you mentioned inflammation, if they're really severely in pain, can sometimes be useful. The problem is that when we get into then assuming that using those on a regular basis is actually a good thing. thing. And what's emerging with this, and you know, pain and inflammation is a big one, is that regular use of many of these medications is a bad thing. They become addictive, the person becomes dependent on it, and you're really not getting to the underlying problem.
So what can individuals do? And I hear you saying it's not all or none. If you're an acute problem, you need an acute solution at that point, but that's not the end. What do people do that have debilitating chronic anxiety after they've taken an anti-anxiety medication? What do they do?
Right. Well, getting off of the anti-anxiety medication is something that they really should work with, you know, a healthcare professional on. And one of the, you know, I have had many patients in the past that I've helped. And one of the herbal solutions that I've oftentimes have found useful is to start people on low doses of valerian and build that up over time, because valerian weakly binds GABA receptors like the benzodiazepines. It doesn't act like a benzodiazepine. It's not addictive, but it sort of weakly binds those receptors, and so it sort of, while the body's screaming, I need my, you know, Xanax or my Valium because I, you know, my receptors are saying they miss it. The Valium kind of sneaks in there, and sneaks in there and sort of weakly tells those receptors to calm down. And so I've used that oftentimes as a very, I found it to be a very useful way to sort of help people withdraw off of the benzodiazepines. And, you know, once they're off of it, there are certainly herbal solutions that I think are nice alternatives to the benzodiazepines for sort of ongoing treatment of anxiety.
Well, the valerian is certainly effective. It's where Valium came from. And GABA is new. People knew about choline, acetylcholine, and serotonin. But GABA seems to be more well understood and as the calming neurotransmitter.
Right, right.
With patients, myself, I have used GABA, and I understand that, according to studies, it's not supposed to pass the blood-brain barrier, but I was under the impression there was some peripheral production of it. And with a number of our patients, we get effectiveness. In other words, we get the GABA effect. It's calming, relieves phobias and fears. What is your experience with that? And what else can a patient do in addition to the herbs and
Well, I have to admit that I haven't used GABA a lot. As you just mentioned, I have talked to some healthcare professionals recently that have used it and have had interesting results. So it's certainly one of the options that's in play. My go-to herb for many, many years was kava. And kava is interesting because it also has an effect of sort of, again, weakly binding GABA receptors. The problem was that kava, based on some what we think are erroneous reports or some adulteration of kava, there were some reports of liver toxicity. And so kava that started in Australia, this sort of had this, you know, wildfire-like approach and spread into Europe. And kava was actually banned in Europe, started in Germany. And what's interesting now is kava appears to be back in good standing. The German government has said that, you know, in investigating what happened with kava, that kava is back in play. So kava, I think, if you had to pick an herbal anti-anxiety, you know, alternative, kava would be the best. The problem is that a lot of companies discontinued selling kava. So one of the more interesting alternatives that I've found over the last 4 or 5 years is actually, and people will probably chuckle when they hear this, is actually lavender oil, and low-dose lavender oil that's actually delivered in a soft gel capsule. This is an aromatherapy. This is actually taking it and taking a low dose of a very high-quality lavender oil. A couple of studies where they have actually looked at generalized anxiety disorder, one of them versus placebo, the other one actually versus a low-dose benzodiazepine in people with the condition, and found that the lavender oil worked equally as well. People had less side effects. And one of the fun things with the lavender is that not only were their anxiety symptoms reduced, but they were actually able to sleep better. Sleep quality was improved too. So, you know, not dissimilar to what we see with valerian with sleep, where, you know, people are having a hard time getting to sleep, they're able to get to sleep easier. Their sleep quality is better. They wake up feeling refreshed, not hungover like you get with some of the sleep medications. And so the lavender oil studies on an extract called Selexin over in Germany were very, very impressive. And so that's my new sort of kava go-to if, you know, and again, kava is sort of in limited supply here in the U.S. now. I hope that's going to change. But this lavender oil extract is a very, very interesting one. And I'm always adamant if you have research to be able to back that up. And in this case, we do.
Excellent. And we will continue this conversation. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on anxiety from Dr. Donald Brown.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., remember that. And you can join Kevin next week with his discussion with Peggy O'Mara, who's the editor and owner of Mothering Magazine. Now, our guest today is Dr. Donald Brown. He's a naturopathic physician, an authority on evidence-based herbal medicine, and the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. So we've been talking about anxiety and some of the alternatives, anxiety management. We went over the mainstream approaches, and we're talking now about some of the healthy alternatives. So let's keep that going, Dr. Brown.
You know, we were talking about lavender oil and I, you know, the Selexin extract that was used in these studies, which is a unique form of lavender oil. Certainly, people are familiar with aromatherapy, and lavender is one of the things that's frequently used to sort of have a calming effect. Interesting studies on people with agitation and that sort of thing, even sort of breathing in that aroma of lavender oil having a calming effect. But it's interesting that a company in Germany, Schwabe, which is a well-known herbal manufacturer, actually the largest manufacturer of herbal extracts in the world, decided to look at lavender oil taken internally as an alternative to benzodiazepines, the class of medications used to treat anxiety. And again, as I mentioned earlier, very impressive results with regards to people with generalized anxiety disorder, more in the mild to moderate end of the spectrum, having very good results with regards to feeling less anxious and also improving their quality of sleep. And that particular extract has been available in the United States now for the last 4 years. It's sold by a company called Nature's Way as Calmaide. And it's a fascinating product to me because it's basically 80 milligrams of lavender oil in a soft gel. People take it once a day, and that's it. You can take it in the morning, and that's usually the way most people take it. There is one study that did look at a dose response in people with a little bit more moderate to a little bit more severe anxiety, finding that people could actually go up to two of those soft gels daily and have a nice effect with regards to treating their anxiety. So I'm really excited about that particular product because it's sort of a fun play on, you know, an essential oil that we would normally associate with aromatherapy, delivered in a soft gel, which I think is important if people realize that if you take the oil and just, you know, try to drink it, it's going to burn your throat. You're going to have a difficult time with it. So taking the soft gel form allows it to get into the stomach and, you know, release there and not have the problems with burning in the throat. So I highly recommend that product. I think there's some really excellent research on it.
Well, that's good to know, and I like the I like the name, Calmaide.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that would help those who have sleep problems because of anxiety?
Definitely. The results of the study were really interesting because they did look at sleep quality. And remember, when we say sleep quality, that means not only what's described as sleep latency, the ability to get to sleep in a timely manner, but what the quality of your sleep is. Do you get into the deep REM sleep and wake up feeling like you've had a good quality sleep, refreshed and ready for the day? And in fact, they did see that significantly in the studies that were done.
Well, that's important. That refreshed upon awakening is a real key, isn't it?
That absolutely, yeah. And it's interesting to note that the only negative, and I laugh when I say this because I think that the world might be a better place if we were all sort of, you know, exuding the odor of lavender, you know, from time to time. But the only side effect that people reported was a little bit of a, you know, taste of lavender after they took the capsules. And, you know, we've heard reports from consumers that's what they report. I sort of feel like maybe our world would be a more peaceful place if people across the table in, you know, different countries were breathing lavender on each other.
Yes. Actually, that's funny. I can see another cartoon.
Right.
So what else about anxiety do we want to share with our listeners?
Well, I think one of the key areas that I really encourage people to talk to their healthcare professional about is their adrenal function. Really, when we talk about the adrenals, we're talking about an axis known as the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, the HPA axis is what it's called, and that's really the part of the body that deals with stress and allows us to react to stress and get through a stressful event. And it's a part of the body that it's almost like a battery. If the battery's charged, we're dealing with it, we recover, and we feel like we can move on. When that battery gets run down, that HPA axis gets run down, resulting in primarily what I like to call adrenal insufficiency, people don't have the capability to bounce back and recover as well from a stressful events as well. So I'm a big fan of looking at B vitamin intake. I think the B vitamins are very, very important with regards to stress, of making sure people are on a good multivitamin mineral complex that's delivering quality B vitamins, and or adding extra B vitamins into the mix. And also some very, very interesting herbal options also for dealing with adrenal function. Herbs that we like to call in the herbal world adaptogens are really herbs that are set up to deal with this HPA axis. And, you know, for a long time, Siberian ginseng, it's sort of incorrectly referred to as a ginseng, but Siberian ginseng or Eleutherococcus sinicosus was one of my go-to favorite herbs to help address this HPA axis, you know, re-energizing it. But if we expand that, there are a lot of different adaptogenic herbs. Rhodiola has emerged as being one of the really great herbs for dealing with stress and, you know, people who are under stressful situations to help address that. We expand out into, you know, other herbs worldwide. Ashwagandha is actually also emerging as well. So working with your naturopathic physician or enlightened healthcare professional who, you know, is practicing integrative medicine on looking at not only nutritional approaches to addressing adrenal insufficiency, but also perhaps herbal alternatives, I think is a really nice, when we talk about looking at the underlying cause and long-term solution, if we can revitalize that HPA axis, get it back up, recharge the battery. That's a great way of dealing with anxiety.
Yeah, you've really given us some good information. We have a few minutes left in this segment. What else do we want to include in our discussion?
Well, I think there are so many nutritional approaches to looking at having a calming effect. And again, I think my sort of advice to people out there is to remember that you can also get into a situation where you're using a natural, quote-unquote, drug to mask symptoms. So again, really, really important that if a person does have generalized anxiety disorder, that it's a multifactorial approach. You really need to look at what is it that is an underlying cause from a psychological point of view, physiological point of view, you know, what's happening body-wise. We talked earlier in the segment about the exercise, you know, meditation, taking moments to be reflective and calm moments and that sort of thing, to laugh and to have fun and, you know, all those things that are, when you get done doing that, you feel good, right? I mean, it's the
yes.
part of the issue with anxiety is you feel bad. So find things that make you feel good and do those, you know, as long as it's not, you know, drinking a bottle of Grey Goose or something like that. That's not what I had in mind. But, doing those things that are that we associate as a society with being stress relieving, I think are good things. So, you know, watch a Marx Brothers movie or, you know, whatever that helps you do that. But those are things I think that when we look at anxiety, it really is taking sort of a holistic approach to, you know, dealing with body, mind, balance, and then again, I think really important to deal with the stress center of the body and keeping that energized.
Well, it's good to hear you talking about this. Years ago, I had the pleasure of listening to Hans Selye.
Oh, yeah.
Last few years of his life, and the medical profession tried to take his license for many decades because he suggested that something invisible, stress could actually cause a physiologic change in the adrenals and shrivel them up. And he had nice results in his studies, but it was too far out. And I was so glad that this man got to be honored and know the mark that he left. We can't talk about stress without thinking about him.
Oh, he's one of my heroes, and I was really honored to be able to do an internship with a doctor in Connecticut who was one of his students. And so that's where I sort of am probably third or fourth generation. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. He is one of the, I think, heroes of, you know, the whole area of anxiety and what it means and how to approach it.
Yeah, he had a good sense of humor. He said that when he was young, when he talked about type A behaviors, that he was in a hurry because he was young. And he said, now that I'm old, they say I'm in a hurry because I know I'm going to die. I remember that from seeing him at the podium. So, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-533-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Peggy O'Mara, the editor and owner of Mothering Magazine. Our guest today has been Dr. Donald Brown, a naturopathic physician, leading authority in the U.S. on evidence-based herbal medicine and the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. We've been talking about anxiety management, what is anxiety, the traditional treatments, the herbal nutritional approaches, the healthy alternatives, as we like to say. And I want to go back a little bit. Dr. Brown is an author of the Herbal Prescriptions for Health and Healing and a contributor to the Natural Pharmacy and the A to Z Guide to Drug, Herb, Vitamin Interactions. And I wonder, Dr. Brown, if we could talk about the drug, herb, nutrient, vitamin interactions with regard to some of the causes and underlying issues with regard to anxiety.
Well, I think a lot of people assume that because an herb is natural or a nutrient is natural, that it's safe to take with medications, and that's not always the case. And we certainly have case studies with regards to herbs or nutrients actually sometimes reducing the side effects with drugs, which is a good thing, but sometimes they can actually either interfere with the activity of the drug or perhaps even exacerbate or enhance the ability of the drug to have greater side effects. I think the classic example, we're talking about anxiety today, and interestingly, other than the benzodiazepines that we sort of talked about earlier on, which are the primary drug class that's been used to treat anxiety, there's also a lot of people who have a combination of anxiety and depression, and it's oftentimes not uncommon for people to be put on prescriptions for that are antidepressants, and particularly the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the SSRIs, are the classic example, Paxil and some of those medications. What's interesting is that we need to be aware, and I think that physicians that get into this area need to be aware of the fact that sometimes some of the alternatives that we use, St. John's wort would be an example in depression. Another one that's oftentimes used is 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, which is a derivative of tryptophan, a more activated form of it, are very effective in treating depression, but we want to be very, very careful of using them together with the commonly prescribed antidepressants, because what happens is that herb and that nutrient are geared up to help the body produce, to be what are called, basically to increase serotonin and keep it, more of it in the brain and that sort of thing. The medications that you're taking can do that too, and oftentimes if you take those together, it can cause what's called a serotonin syndrome, which can be very debilitating and sometimes even dangerous in some people. So that would be, as you know, in sort of the area of psychology that we've been talking about, one of the areas where we want to be careful with regards to using an herb and a drug or a nutrient supplement and a drug together.
Oh, absolutely. And we see those cautions in our guidelines on drug-nutrient interactions. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that. With regard to Paxil, why is it that SSRI is so difficult for people to get off?
Well, again, it's not dissimilar to the benzodiazepines. You're basically gearing the body in one direction, and when your body and those receptors are used to, producing more of this particular neurotransmitter, those neurotransmitters are on high alert. They're basically, activated to do that over time. And so when you withdraw off of it, what happens is the receptors are sort of screaming out for where's my fix, is really what's going on. And it's one of the reasons why if we can shift people to nutritional or herbal approaches, those nutritional and herbal approaches usually have a much weaker effect on those receptors, a more gentle effect on them, so that when people decide to go off of St. John's wort or they decide to go off of valerian, those receptors are not screaming out for their fix. These drugs have a very, very specific mechanism of action. When that mechanism of action has been activated particularly over months or even years, people try to go off of them, it's very, very difficult because the body's chemistry has changed and they're used to the receptors in the brain or in other parts of the body, if we're dealing with inflammation or pain, are used to being fed with that particular medication.
Well, I'm reminded in this discussion of the way people uniquely handle their own toxins, their own hormones, and external exogenous sources from herbs, medications. And it seems to me we're seeing many more people today that have inefficiencies. They used to be called drug metabolizing enzymes, but mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. we know them as the cytochrome P450s.
Yep.
And that whole process, more and more people have this problem. I actually had a patient recently who showed me a card. She had had a profile done, and it described which cytochromes were her problems mm-hmm. and which meds she was to avoid. And I was just flabbergasted that someone was doing it. Her husband was a physician and a researcher, and mm-hmm. they got this done themselves. It was, I think, Jeffrey Bland, who said the future is that your medical professional will run that panel when it gets to be cost effective, and you will know which categories of medications to avoid.
Well, I mean, I think that gets into arguing that healthcare expenses may become something that only the wealthy can afford then, because that's, I don't know that insurance companies are going to be covering that. But I think what has been on the radar screen for a long time is that when we talk about the cytochrome P450 enzymes, those isoenzymes, that, there are herbal substances, and particularly even some more rarely nutritional supplements that can influence the way that those enzymes work. The classic one is St. John's wort. We know that
yes.
St. John's wort has a tendency to inhibit what's called cytochrome P450. It's 3A4 is the enzyme, and it can actually interfere with the metabolism of certain key medications. And so, again, really important that people see that as a bad thing, and it cracks me up, because if having that information and knowing that information, particularly for healthcare professionals, means, hey, don't, if somebody's taking this particular immunosuppressive drug, don't recommend St. John's wort at the same time, because it's probably going to interfere with its ability to work. That's a good thing to know. I think that's, a person's taking an antiretroviral drug, don't recommend St. John's wort at the same time. Women who are taking oral birth control pills, don't recommend St. John's wort, because it's probably going to interfere with their ability to work. So that's important to know as we get that data. As opposed to treating it as a bad thing, we should treat it as a good thing, and the fact that we have that knowledge, particularly as healthcare professionals.
Oh, absolutely, and to respect that, the differences. Nutrients can be synergistic with medications. It can be antagonistic. Herbs the same way. It's, in fact, the herb information is much greater than the information on nutrients, because mm-hmm. herbs have so many different components.
Right, right. Well, I think the key thing is that herbs in other countries are used as medications, and so in those countries that are a little bit more enlightened, as treating them as such, the type of research that they're doing would be research that you would also expect to see with drugs in this country. Gives us more knowledge on not only their mechanism of action, but these potential interactions as well.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Brown. We've enjoyed listening to you, and we've learned a great deal. And I know you'll be back on the program again.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, and giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.